fellow farm broadcaster Ken Root has had a distinguished career, started actually in Oklahoma City on WKY Radio and Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. From that time forward, he's been around the country, around the world, reporting on agriculture, has officially retired, but still doing a podcast that's called Better Than Nuttin' with Ken Root. Well, you can check that podcast wherever you get your podcast. But on his most recent edition, he traveled over to the Farm Progress Show in Iowa. And as he made reference in the podcast, he pretended to be a broadcaster. He did what he does best. He did some great interviews, including one with the president and CEO and co-founder of Guardian Ag. We wanted to share with you Ken's conversation with Adam Burkue of Guardian Ag.
Drones have definitely gotten bigger, and at the Farm Progress Show, we've got one from Guardian Agriculture that has skids on the bottom of it. It stands about five and a half feet tall, and I'm here with the founder of the company. What's your name, sir?
My name's Adam Burkue.
Adam, how did you get rigged up to actually launch, so to speak, this drone?
So we're a bunch of motor and battery and liquid dynamics experts out of Boston, Massachusetts, and we saw a huge need. We saw in Asia and in China these small drones really exploding in their utility, and thought, that's a great idea. How can we really give growers a new tool they can use and really exploit on their acres here? And we saw the limitation, primarily payload, reliability, and usability, and thought we could address all of those and build a real tool for the American grower.
There's a Russian here asks that you not talk about exploding drones, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Tell me, though, the size of this thing, horsepower, if you will, and sure. What it's powered by.
So it's an all-electric unit. It's a lithium cobalt battery pack that we make ourselves. Unlike the smaller Chinese units, we don't switch the battery between runs. We supercharge the battery. So on a four-minute flight, you land, you plug in, and in about 2 minutes, the payload is topped off and the battery is good to go. You can take off again. That's a real primary driver for easy ground logistics. There are four electric propulsion motors. It's a quadcopter, that's right, with 63-inch propellers. And they're about 18 horsepower apiece, giving you plenty of tight control and the horsepower you need to adjust the altitude over uneven terrain or quick turns, and wind rejection is really important for us too.
Now, at the back, you have the spray boom, which looks like it's about 12, 14 feet long?
Yeah, it's an 18-foot spray boom, and unlike some of the drones that we've found imported from overseas, the nozzles are often directly underneath the propellers, and they rely on the air dispersion of the propellers to act as a dispersal for the swath, and we found that to be very uneven and unreliable, and we want a real even distribution pattern and something that folks can actually work on. If you look at our spray setup between our ACE pump and banjo fittings, this is something that folks can work on and modify to suit their needs, and we encourage that.
What size is your spray tank that sets underneath this drone?
A key point in how many acres you can do over a day is how many acres you can do per run, which is obviously the payload of the aircraft. So we're starting off our first entry to the marketplace has a 20-gallon tank, which we think is the minimum tank size you need to do any work, and our products will only be going up and up as time goes on.
Where are you seeing this fits? I mean, there's spray planes, there's spray helicopters out there. Where does this fit?
Primarily in regions where there may be some urban sprawl, where the airplanes can't go in tight areas, specifically specialty crops, fruits and vegetables, where there's a high spray frequency when you need to get out there and spray these high-value crops every week or every 2 weeks around the whole year. And also out here in field crops and broadacre, where there might be wind turbines or lines or, again, even some urban sprawl, tough to get into areas, people are really looking for options like this, or even their whole fields when aerial application is sometimes hard to come by.
All right, I'm sitting down. Well, I'm actually standing up, but what's the price of it?
The aircraft and the supercharger and the control station all together is $119,000.
$119,000?
That's right.
Well, you couldn't buy a sizable sprayer of any type for that money.
That's right.
Unless it pulled behind your tractor. So you're competitive, I think. But what about the expertise to run it?
A big takeaway is we've been working with the FAA on the licensing required, and you do not need a pilot's license or anything like that to spray it. The job is very different. The robot flies itself. There's no control sticks for up, down, left, right. It's all pre-mapped and pre-programmed. And so you need what's called the FAA Part 107, which is the commercial drone license that any drone pilot of any size needs. You also need a Class 2 medical, which is easier to get than a CDL medical. You also need to pass the what's called the Part 137 knowledge and skills test, which teaches you about drift and wind shear on the nozzles and other aerial application concerns.
Things that anybody who sprays should know.
Should know. You need your state application license and also an FAA-approved two-week training course with us.
Wow. Well, what's the interest been?
The interest has been phenomenal. We have about 500 pre-orders, and folks who are interested can learn more on our website, guardian.ag, and we're on there. We're accepting pre-orders for this aircraft. We're asking for a fully refundable deposit of $500 to hold your place in the manufacturing line, and orders now are expected. Delivery is the first quarter of 2024.
And again, it's Guardian Agriculture, and your name again, sir?
My name is Adam Bricchio. I'm the CEO of Guardian Agriculture.
Where are you based?
We're based in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm glad to have you here in the Midwest.
Thanks. We're glad to be here.